Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting off to graveyard shifts, teachers, students, cops, firefighters, longshoremen, warehouse workers, plumbers, janitors, you name it. Good morning, everybody out there. As we talk a little Dubs here, we got through with the Niners. You know what? We have Anthony Slater here. Our 95.7 Game Insider, Anthony Slater, the pride of Oklahoma State. Of course, does a great job covering the Golden State Warriors, but he's also a Miami Dolphins fan. And it's good to have him on the airways because I know he's going to be at Levi Stadium watching his Dolphins go down to the Niners. Tua will get humbled. And it's this old Dolphins thing, Anthony. Guys are chirping left and right. Raheem Mostert. I mean, it's going to be a rough weekend for you, buddy.
Radio hosts seem to be chirping these days.
Yeah, we are. I mean, chirping big. Yeah. Sending apology letters and everything.
I'm a little worried, to be honest with you, I'm a little worried about the lack of Teron Armstead. That's a problem. As somebody who watches the Dolphins on a weekly basis, when he leaves the field, Tua is under attack. When he's on it, they have time. So I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, that could be a problem. Nick Bosa coming around the edge. Omenihu coming around the edge. Drake Jackson.
Can I ask a question? Before you continue, Anthony Slater, how does a guy from the 707 become a Miami Dolphin, Cleveland Guardian fan? Explain this to me.
Well, you make strange decisions when you're young. I liked sports movies. What are two of the best sports movies when we around
Ace Ventura? Yeah, and Major League. That makes sense. Okay, now that makes sense.
And Major League was on a couple of weeks ago on Paramount. Now, the first time I've watched it from the beginning,
it's incredible.
It's a great movie.
I don't think they can make it today.
Yeah, well, Major League 2 I like. I feel like it's underrated.
It is. Major League 2 is good.
It's a little dynasty.
it's not easy to replace Wesley Snipes, but Omar Epps didn't do a bad job.
What's the weirdest part? They didn't even, acknowledge that. You could have just said you traded for a different center fielder.
It was still different. So you're a Dolphins fan, and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle coming to town. Are you going to do the Waddle dance if Waddle scores? That's what I want to see. We need video of Anthony Slater possibly doing the Waddle dance.
No, I mean, maybe I'll take some video of Dolphins fans around me. I actually went to the game in Detroit this year because the Warriors played the Pistons at night in Detroit at Ford Field's right next door. It was just great timing. And there were Dolphin fans everywhere. And they were waddling. Waddle scored two TDs that game. Me, I did not do that.
Oh, come on, Slates. Got to waddle, man.
Well, were you waddling last night as Steph Curry was getting called for a travel late in the game? That felt like I didn't see the internet reaction because I've been trying to lay off the internet. But it felt like, and I saw it in your article this morning when I was reading it, it felt like a big hoopla for a lot of people. I think it takes away from some of the inconsistencies of closing games out for the Warriors. But where were you at on the travel call on Steph Curry?
I kind of thought it was a travel. I mean, I don't know. You know, he took the step back to his left foot, which seems to establish the pivot foot. Then, you know, he's pump faking the bigs in the air. And, you know, like you said, I put it in the article. He did it twice and got called twice.
Yes.
And then he moves the left foot and suddenly his right foot's the pivot foot. You don't see that get called all the time. The Kings, when they were in Miami, Tyler Hero did the same thing, didn't get called to win the game.
Yeah.
Same thing, didn't get called. And then the last 2-minute report came out and they're like, hey, we missed that. Mike Brown went crazy about it. So I don't know what you guys thought. I just thought it was a travel. And it was clearly an emphasis, 10 travels yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought, Anthony. I thought in that basketball game last night, I thought it was appropriate to call that travel. Now, Mully didn't think it was a travel. He thought he kept the pivot foot. Darrell and Festus thought it was a travel. I was on a fence about it. But, with the way that game was played out and the way they called the travel in that game, I said, that's a travel. You got to be consistent with the call. And the way that game was called, I thought it was a travel.
And I couldn't differentiate whether it was a jump stop. Like, in real time, it looked like a jump stop to me as opposed to a pivot to the left foot. I don't know. It's just, it's so quick. It's so bang, bang. But to your point, they were calling it all night.
Yeah, I mean, he same thing. End of the third quarter, tried to go for a 2-for-1. Did it. You know, so you know that that's a possibility, number one. Two, and I'll give Curry credit second time this season, but he blamed himself for his own choice postgame. Not, like, he didn't necessarily agree with the travel, but he's like, should have gone to the rim. I mean, if you really look at the play, he has Maxi Kleba, like, you know, lost on a crossover. The lane's wide open. I mean, obviously help is coming, but you can maybe go to the rim, try to score over Luka or hit, you know, Clay or Wiggins in the corner, whoever it was. It just, it wasn't a good decision. And that's what's weird. You know, that's a little bit what I wrote about, but, you know, this team's 11-11. You could pick 3 to 4 road games that, like, they normally close. Like, they should be 14-8 just based off, you know, finish the Charlotte game. You're up 4 in the last minute. Beat Orlando. I mean, you got beat by Jalen Suggs down the stretch in Orlando. And then last night, I mean, you win those 3 games. Regardless of everything else that's gone on, you're 14-8 instead of 11-11.
Heck, even the Miami game where you scored 2 points in the last 5:03 down in South Beach. Anthony Slater here on 95.7 The Game, our 95.7 The Game insider. I got the general sense and the feeling that I had after the game was that it's not necessarily a moral victory, but they are feeling better about themselves to go to State Warriors. Obviously, a 3-7 start, a slow start, but they're now 11-11. And the development of the second unit, more specifically, Jonathan Kuminga, has a lot of people feeling good. Steve Kerr mentioned it was his best game you've ever seen from J.K. I like what I saw from J.K. What did you think about his performance last night against the Dallas Mavericks?
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, one of the better games of his career. I loved what he did defensively, right? They put him in the game. First thing he does, he's picking up Luka full court. And, you know, I think they've learned a little bit with Doncic or with Kuminga that if they give him that type of assignment early. Like, you know, they're probably telling him, I assume, in film pregame, like, hey, like, we're going to have you guard Luka full court when you get in the game. Like, that's got to perk his ears a little bit, right? So that seemed to activate him, and he was just good, I thought, against Luka. It's the type of guy you want him defending, the bigger guard who's not that quick but usually beats defenders with his strength. He can't really beat Kuminga with strength. So that was a good showing. Came weak side for a shot block. I think he finished with 10 rebounds. Good rebounds, too. One-handed ones in traffic. And then when he's doing that, when he's active, suddenly he's more focused on the offensive end. He's knowing when he needs to cut. You know, I thought he just kept finding cracks last night. And if he can get a pass, you know, with a little bit of a window, he's quick jump dunking before any center can get up. And, you know, Dallas doesn't have any rim protection. So overall, great game. I'm not ready to just be, you know, he solved it. Everything you didn't see early in the season, you're going to see for the rest of the season. Now, young guys go through fits and starts. He did it last season. There was a lot of good stretches, a lot of bad stretches, but clearly Kerr seems to be trusting him more, and I think that's the biggest thing because he's actually going to play going forward, which is a big thing.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, he's found his spot in terms of the glue portions of the game. You're referencing, obviously, the defensive rebounds. Those were fantastic. Not leaving his feet on defense, amazing. Offensively, he passed up a couple of shots that I think normally earlier in the year he's chucking, and then he set an off-ball screen and an on-ball screen. It just, and I know it's one game. You got to do it for multiple weeks at a time. It just felt like he started to figure out, like, oh, if I do a lot of the dirty things, the glue things, I'm going to stay on the floor more.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I remember, you guys remember the game in Chicago last season? He had just had a really bad game in the G League where he was, like, unattentive, like, didn't even want to be there. Mm-hmm. And they kind of criticized him for it. And then he came back, played good in a blowout loss in Milwaukee, like, in garbage time. And then they let him in Chicago. And this is when the Bulls were playing really well. The Warriors were like, they were underdogs in the game. And they blew the Bulls out. And he had, like, 20 and 10. He played basically the same type of game you saw last night. And it was, like, a TNT big game. And then after the game, he was the story. And all Kerr wanted to talk about was, like, we told him, just run the floor as hard as you can. You have to do that. And, like, play like Sean Marion. And for a couple weeks in a row, he kind of did do that. But then he kind of lost his way again. You know, he starts shooting the threes. It's just, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I don't think he has, and I've never thought he has a mindset of, like, I don't want to do those type of things on the basketball court. He just never has had to do them in his life. And it's just, I think it's hard to just, you know, consistently do the glue stuff when all of your habits tell you, like, all right, now I'm going to do the Star Wing stuff. All right, now I want to do that. So We'll see. You know, it's he's in year two. Maybe eventually it catches on a more regular basis. But what you see last night is like, man, from a Warriors perspective, you better figure him out because you do not have that type of talent elsewhere or in your, you know, cupboard right now.
Right. Athleticism. And I pulled up that box score from last year. JK, 26 minutes, 10 of 12, 25 points, Shasky. Three rebounds, three assists, three blocked shots. How about Bielitsa in that game, too? 6 points, 11 rebounds, seven assists. Warriors scored 78 in the first half of that game against the Bulls. Great memory, great God recall, Anthony.
Yeah.
Hey, I had to pull that up. Because I remember the game, Friday night in Chicago. I remember that.
Yes.
Anthony Slater here on the Morning Russell, 95-7 the game. Jordan Poole, the walking. Jordan Poole season high, tied a season high with 9 assists, but the jumper hasn't been consistent. It feels like at times, Anthony, he's just moving way too fast, and he's unsure of himself. Is there any concern in that locker room about Jordan Poole and his shot right now? He's shooting 31% from the three-point line.
Yeah, I mean, but to me, he works really hard, and like you always see him post-practice, sometimes even after games, before games, like, you know, going through really a Steph Curry-like shooting routine. I mean, he's very diligent about it. Like, it's not a guy where there's concern, like, oh, he won't find a shot. He's not even, you know, trying to. Like, he's obsessively attempting to correct it. He's had, even last season, I'd like to see what he was through about March shooting from three. I think he was around, like, 33% from three. And then he had, Steph went down, and in March and April, he just went crazy. I think he had 85 threes over a two-month stretch, led the NBA. And just a little bit like Clay just did. Clay was, like, 32%, like, you know, 10 days ago from three, now he's like 40%. I'm not saying Poole has that type of stretch coming, but he might. He kind of has shown he, you know, has a little bit of those like Lillard, Clay type, you know, 3 week stretches where he can go crazy from three. Maybe he finds it. He does seem to be a little in his head. To me, that's the last problem the Warriors kind of need to get solved. Clay, I know Clay had a bad game last night, but generally Clay is, you know, kind of busted out of his slump. The second unit, they found a rotation. They got to figure out Poole. I think he's playing well within that unit. I think putting Draymond with him will, over the long term, help him. But, man, the shot just isn't there. And to me, when the shot's not there, he's a completely different offensive player because his efficiency just goes, you know, tanks, basically. And then you have a high-usage guy, low efficiency. I mean, you saw it with Clay. So I think it's just on him, though, you know, just, you know, get your shot in a better place and make more of them. A lot of them are open.
Right.
Open corner three late last night. Got to hit that one. He had a dribble handoff up top, wide open. Like, you know, last March, last April, really last playoff, he's hitting that shot. He's just not hitting it right now.
You know, before we get on out of here with you, Anthony, I'm just curious on the referees in general. Bonte and I were having this discussion, and it felt like the audience was really engaged in it, just about refereeing in the NBA in general. Obviously, the travel call, throw that to the side. I'm watching the game last night. Luka is fantastic. He's an unbelievable player, but it's hard for me, and I know Draymond's guilty of this as well, but it's hard for me to watch a Luka game because everything's about foul hunting and getting momentum and complaining to the officials on both ends of the floor the entire game. It's exhausting. I simultaneously recognize that the officials aren't very good right now and they're very inconsistent. Is there a problem for the NBA with officials right now and their star players and just in general the consistency going on?
Yeah, I mean, when you talk to people in the league, they're pretty critical of like the newer wave of referees. They kind of feel like they're more like by the book, and you know, the book is often changing with different rules, and they're more, you know, they have less of a feel for the game than they historically did back in the Joey Crawford era. You know, the Warriors got Zach Zarba recently. He's kind of considered like the, you know, pinnacle of referees. They can get more of like the Zach Zarbas. I think it's a problem that is like a common topic just kind of behind the scenes in the league, but also, to be honest, I mean, the way I've always viewed it, I used to, in Oklahoma City, they put the beat writers courtside. So for the first 4 years I covered the league, I sat like straight up, like right on the court. And to be really like almost within the action, I learned very early on how insanely difficult their jobs are. It's just like 10 athletes just clashing at full speed. Both teams, particularly when you get star matchup versus star matchup, are yelling at you about every call. And you know, then they go over to the scorer's table sometimes because they're trying to figure it out, you know, within each other while the crowd is just raining down on them, and you have both sides are just yelling in your ear. And like when you actually hear some of the stuff that's just like being said to them while they're trying to figure out these decisions in real time, like, it is just really hard. So I can understand why there aren't that many humans in the world that like are capable of doing it that well. But the problem is, I think is the problem. There's just not that many humans that are that good at the job.
All right, Anthony, we'll see you Sunday at Levi Stadium. 30% chance of rain. 30% like chance that. Of rain Sunday.
Don't like that. Don't like Tua in the cold. Don't like Tua in the rain. Ugh. I like him in that, like, Miami, you know, 80% humidity. That's probably the Dolphins need to win. They need a home playoff.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, preaching here. I don't want to see you guys in Cincinnati, right. In Baltimore, in Buffalo late in January.
They're going to be in Buffalo later on this season, a couple weeks, I think, on the Saturday night in Buffalo. And, of course, we'll see you Friday, Chase.
A secret on that one?
What's that?
I don't know that it's for sure yet, but the Warriors play Friday in Philly. And Sunday in Toronto, and I think that game is going to be a Saturday game in Buffalo.
Yeah, it is a Saturday game. Yeah,
you know what's between Philly and Toronto, right?
Oh yeah, Buffalo,
New York.
You doing a swan dive onto a folding table? That's what I'm anticipating with Bill's Mafia. Is that the secret?
That is more likely than me doing the waddle, to be honest.
Oh, my God. Orchard Park at night in December. Woo, bundle up, Slater.
Yeah, seriously.
Bundle up with that Dolphins gear. What Dolphins jersey do you rock? Do you rock a Dolphins jersey? Is it a shirt? Is it a jacket?
It's a Chris Chambers.
Chris Chambers. So,
actually, I do have a Chris Chambers jersey from back in the day.
That's funny.
I usually just wear, like, a sweatshirt or something, but I do have a Ricky Williams jersey.
Oh, I'm not mad at that.
I'm not either.
That's the best one.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I do like the Dolphins, man. They got some cool jerseys, man.
You strike me more as a Zach Thomas guy. But anyway, Slater, have a great one.
All right, fellas.
All right.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.